T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's spend a little time talking to our, is it Mayor Monday, and are we ready to go with our first selectman? Okay. By the way, Laura Francis is here. Technically, she's the first selectman, but now don't we have to change that name to select person, I suppose, town of Durham. How about, what would you call it, first select, Laura?
Hi, good morning. I'm known as the first selectman.
Okay, so you don't mind that, you know, we don't have to go a man, a woman. We don't have to go that way yet, right?
No, we do not.
All right, thank you. Durham, nice little town. Number one, and I do want to talk about this because we've been talking a lot about the whole COVID thing. And, you know, one of the things and one of the highlights of any fall is, of course, the Durham Fair, which I don't believe you did this year, did you? Last year?
No, we did not. We did not. We had to cancel.
It is, in fact, I believe, the largest volunteer fair in New England, I think, from our previous conversations. God. So what did you guys do in the fall then?
We do still find ways to keep connected, and the Durham Fair Association board of directors are still meeting and planning. They, in fact, do that all year round, and they continue to do that, and they do continue to be involved in other civic organizations. They support a lot of other events that happen in the town of Durham. And this year, they did participate in a few of our farmers markets. So they did still have a presence in our community.
That's a great event from what I hear. You know, I've been down there once and just got lost for a weekend. I mean, it was great. By the way, don't you have a nice ice cream place on 17?
We do, Durham Dairy Serve, and they stayed open all the way through the fall, I think, until it just got a little too cold.
Oh, I mean, they do a dip cone that'll make you cry. I mean, it's just the best. I hope they'll be opening again in the spring. Please let us know, would you?
Sure.
All right, let's talk about, you know, the town itself. Historic, obviously. It was founded when? How long ago? Do you know?
I'll bet
you
do. 1699.
When?
1699. And we have records in our town vault all the way back to 1699.
And what's your population now? About 7,000?
About 7,200.
God. So what are, you know, the big things you're dealing with? I know that a lot of towns are having budget issues. And how are you guys doing? I guess there's a property tax relief program that's going to be in place. But how does that work? And can you tell us all a little bit about that?
Sure. We adopted both of the options that the state, that the governor has allowed us to do via his executive order, a deferment and a low tax or low interest rate. And last cycle, I think about 20 people applied. The last I checked with our tax collector this cycle, only about 2 or 3 applied. So we believe it was successful in helping the people that needed it, and it was easy to administer, and we're happy to provide that, you know, little bit of relief if possible. But our tax collection rate at the last cycle in July was pretty much on par with what we would normally expect, only a 1 or 2 percentage points off.
Well, thanks for reminding me about paying taxes, because I got to pay my car. So this was very useful to me personally. So you got the property tax relief thing. You know, just to back up a little bit, because we talk every Monday to a first selectman, a mayor, whatever it may be. and, you know, I've known this since day one, is the big issue and the most contentious issue is the property tax, because it's a problem for almost any town, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is, and especially for small towns like Durham that don't have as big a commercial industrial base as other communities. So largely our burden is on our residential tax base, which is always difficult. And so we just went through reval. We don't know the results of that yet, okay. But we're hoping that that was positive, because our housing market has been pretty robust, as in a lot of towns in Connecticut this past year.
Do you have a lot of people moving in from other places then?
Well, you know, I can't really say one thing over another, because we've seen reasons for it all over. We are finally starting to see people upgrade, meaning, you know, moving from a smaller house into a bigger house.
Nice.
Yes, we have seen some people who are relocating to Connecticut, a few of that. But, you know, families are starting to move in because of our good school system.
And let's talk about that. How many schools do you have? Just tell us about the system itself, because for a lot of people, I think you just pointed out, who want to move into a town, you know, a big thing is the school system, especially, as you mentioned, if they have kids. So how are your schools doing?
Our schools are doing great. They've been in person for many months. They started out in a hybrid model right in the beginning, but they quickly, I think after a month, switched to in-person learning. And I think our administration and our teachers are doing a phenomenal job keeping our kids in school. Have we had to do, you know, some isolation, you know, and quarantining of certain grades in classrooms? Yes, we have. But I think they've done a phenomenal job, because we know that our kids are better off in school than outside. So I'm very, very proud. We are part of a regional school district with the town of Middlefield.
Right.
And so three of the schools are in Durham, and we have two in our,
Now, because one of the concerns, and we occasionally talk to the Education Association, and some of their members' concerns are, you still haven't done enough to really stop the spread, you know, within a school. But you spread everything out, right? I mean, what all have you done?
Well, yes, they have spread things out more. You know, before it got really cold, they took advantage of a lot of outdoor spaces.
Ooh.
And, you know, they've followed all the guidelines. And from, you know, I meet with the school, with the COVID response team once a week, and I believe that they feel safe in school. Our contact tracing that we do locally here in Durham with our positive cases show a multitude of sources or possible sources for contraction, and we're not seeing any indication that it's super spreading in the schools.
Right. Well, yeah, and I think from the data I've seen, of course the data changes from day to day, is that most people who contract it are not doing it by going to a store or a restaurant or, you know, going to, you know, whatever it may be, playing sports for that matter, but I'll let that set aside. It's at home. I mean, you know, somebody brings it into the house and you're with them a long time each and every day. That's how it spreads, it seems.
Yeah. We're not seeing any indication of any super spreader events. It's all over the place from what we're seeing with our contact tracing.
I want to talk for a minute about affordable housing. It's one of the big issues here in the state. You know, I know, having lived in Avon, it was a big battle. Affordable housing, don't want it. Number one, it puts a burden on the school system. There are a number of things, whatever. How are you guys doing on affordable housing? Because it's a lovely place to live.
It is a lovely place. And as a lot of small towns, we're challenged with that issue because of our lack of sewer system. We don't have any sewers in town. That being said, that doesn't mean we can't do better, and we are striving to do better. We are currently underway. We have a consultant that's helping us put together an affordable housing plan, and hope once that plan is in place, we can, you know, move to increase our amount of affordable housing in Durham.
And then again, you know, it's a good place to live also because you've got Lyman Orchards, which recently had a goat stroll. Sounds pretty interesting to me.
They are the best. Lyman Orchards is just such a
great pies.
First of all, the Lyman family is just a wonderful family, and they're doing a great job keeping up the farming heritage that their family has, sustained for over 200 years.
Well, any final thoughts here? We're going to have to break for news, but you kind of gave us some news. What else, anything new to talk about in town?
No, I just want to publicly say, as long as I have this mic, mm-hmm. that I'm so proud of our staff and our volunteers and
Good
elected
deal.
Officials for keeping our town government going during this time. And thank you to our residents for all the patience that they've given us in the way we have to change our way of
Good
doing
you.
Business.
Final question. We're going to have to go here in a second. I'm sorry about this. But what about the town hall and town offices? Have those remained open?
Oh, yeah. We've been open. We are by appointment only. That doesn't mean that, we don't let you in if you come in and just drop in on us.
Okay.
But we've tried to contain how many people are in the building at one time.
That's fine.
And we've altered our physical spaces to provide safety for our employees.
It's a pleasure to have you on. It's nice to meet you, and we'll get you next time around, okay?
Same here. Thank you.
All right. Laura Francis, the first selectman. And she's okay with that, first selectman.
Right.
In the town of Durham. So,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.